Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, it's C-Sparky, 5:55 past the hour, time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out, live from the Wendy's Studios. A mouthful of flavor, striking the perfect balance of a soft, custardy interior and crisp golden brown crust with a hint of vanilla. We're talking about the Wendy's French Toast Sticks that taste homemade. Oh my God, my kids love them. And you will as well. Go get those Wendy's French Toast Sticks today. Joining us now, he is our guy, Tyler Dunn. And of course, you know Tyler Dunn back from his days with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn, founder of Go Long. Subscribe today, golongtd.com, and author of The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. And Tyler, we got to talk about the latest with Aaron Rodgers. Reports are that he's meeting with the New York Jets. What do you make of all this?
This is exactly what Bob has been hearing. We've been hearing now for, gosh, it's almost 3 weeks, I guess, since he dropped that bombshell at golongtd.com. But yeah, Green Bay is done with Aaron Rodgers. They are ready to move forward with Jordan Love. It's an organizational decision. What he heard is that Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy, everybody is on board. How you get to that point, a matter of semantics, a matter of finances, trade compensation, trade partners, all of that. You know, a lot of it's going to be messaging now. It's almost kind of like Green Bay wants Aaron to believe it's his decision, right? They grant permission for him to speak with the New York Jets. And obviously, if you're doing that, you probably have a trade in mind. And that they'll facilitate that if he is okay with that. So, yeah, I think that's, you know, long story short, they're moving on, and somebody will take Aaron Rodgers. Somebody can talk themselves into one magical season with a four-time MVP, and it's going to get done. I think it's just a matter of time.
You know, the interesting thing to me is, why give him that deal if you were going to bail after 1 year if you're the Green Bay Packers? I mean, nothing really changed with Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, he wasn't going to OTAs before. As far as how he acted or whatever the case may be, I don't think that was any different necessarily than it was before. Gutekunst himself in the middle of the season said, hey, he's our guy. He gives us the best chance to win. We're rolling with Aaron Rodgers. That's why I just gave him that contract. Now all of a sudden to turn face on Rodgers seems weird to me, to be honest.
Well, it's kind of a weird organizational structure, right? It's a little siloed. Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, Mark Murphy. It's not like the old Ted Thompson days where Ted could make that final call on going from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. He had the power. He had the conviction. He drafted Aaron Rodgers. Yes, Brian Gutekunst drafted Jordan Love, but, you know, who's to say Brian Gutekunst was ready to move on a year ago? I think there's a good possibility that the GM would have just gone forward with Jordan Love before giving him that contract. But you also have a head coach reporting to Mark Murphy, and Mark Murphy has a lot more say now than he did way back then, right? I think he was just a year into the job back then and really ceded that decision to Ted Thompson. So there were a lot of moving parts. He did win MVP. I think there's a lot of fear in the other side, like what's life like post Hall of Fame quarterback. And, you know, in the name of self-preservation, all head coaches, all GMs, are going to want to try to hang on to their Hall of Famer as long as they can. I think if you were to put up a poll back then to fans, which quarterback do you want out there, it probably would have been overwhelming Rodgers, where now it's overwhelming Love. It's not even close. Gosh, I think it's because we've seen Love a little bit. I think people are a little tired of Aaron Rodgers off-the-field drama, and they're just kind of ready for something new. They lived through this. They saw what Favre to Rodgers brought, and they want to see what Rodgers to Love can bring. And that's probably the biggest point. Everything that changed in Jordan Love's game from year two to year three. I've spent a lot of time, you know, speaking to Steve Calhoun, his personal quarterbacks coach, Packers teammates, Utah State teammates, David Yost, his old coordinator at Utah State. This is somebody who took colossal steps. I mean, really rewired, reworked his game year two, year three in a way that I think stunned people internally. And they saw, not just in that Philly game, which was near perfect, but in practice, he ran with the first team offense that final month of the season, really almost 2 months, a ton. Once Aaron Rodgers had that injury, even though he continued to start, Love got a lot of work with that first team. And I think when they saw that then, it just kind of reaffirmed their belief that he's ready to start this season.
Okay, so maybe I've been getting credit to the wrong person then. Because this entire time, while we've been watching this, I've been getting credit to Tom Clemens, who came in because of Aaron Rodgers, obviously. And Clemens talked about having a full quarterback school in the offseason and so forth. And Rodgers always gives him credit for how much he grew throughout the course of his career. But it sounds like maybe more credit should go to his own personal quarterback's coach.
I'm sure the coaches, you know, on staff deserve a lot of credit. But, I mean, when Brian Gutekunst says that he just exchanged a few text messages with Aaron Rodgers, but he's been in dialogue with Jordan Love and Jordan Love's camp, that kind of gives you a little window into the relationship. For every single offseason since Jordan Love has been drafted, Steve Calhoun has been in direct communication with Matt LaFleur. I mean, Matt LaFleur sends him specific drills to work on. They work on them. They film it. They send it back to LaFleur. I mean, he's being coached up throughout the entire offseason. And, you know, to each their own. Aaron Rodgers decided to blow off the offseason. Didn't really want to take a part of it. Patrick Mahomes is flying in his new receivers to Fort Worth, Texas, to kind of give them a crash course on the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Aaron Rodgers did not believe that was important with three rookie wide receivers and Sammy Watkins. So it showed, right? I mean, it took a while for the passing game to turn that corner because he's also a quarterback that relies on signals, on audibles. It's part of his brilliance and why he'll be in the Hall of Fame. He can go up to that line, see the same thing as Jordy Nelson, operate off the field, Devontae Adams, same deal. That's gone. You didn't really work with any of your guys in the offseason. Jordan Love has been working each offseason. Jordan Love has been growing with this young nucleus of receivers and running backs. I think they've kind of, and that was part of the genius of this pick. And the rookie season, I wrote a story just kind of on this genius and why this was such a smart draft pick. You had the opportunity to kind of work with two offenses in one. Yeah, you've got your MVP quarterback, Devontae Adams. You're competing for Super Bowls. But behind the scenes, you're also kind of developing a quarterback and developing a Matt LaFleur offense that is going to see the light of day at some point. 3 years in, they're ready to see what they have.
Okay, so let's talk about it from Rodgers' perspective. If he is talking to the Jets, like the reports say, and the Jets have been linked to Rodgers the whole time, and apparently that's why Carr decided to go to the Saints, because he was sick of waiting on the Jets. Jets apparently also have interest in Garoppolo, also have their eyes on what's going on in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, how that whole thing shakes out. But I think main eyes are on Aaron Rodgers. But they have young receivers. They have a young running back who's coming off of a major knee injury. What does it look like for Aaron Rodgers there? Because if he's not willing to work with the young guys in Green Bay, what makes anybody think he's going to work with these young guys that he's never played with going into their second year, a couple of them, and how that's going to work? And in a different offense, well, maybe not that difference, because you do have the same offensive coordinator, I guess, in Hackett.
Fair question. I agree. I'll say this. He'll be motivated. And a motivated Aaron Rodgers is always a Aaron Rodgers in full. That's when you get the MVPs. That's when you get the best version of himself. Now, he didn't see the field as well last season. You saw some physical decline. Really couldn't just escape the rush like he used to. Maybe he can't get past Father Time, right? He's 39, going on 40. Everybody this side of Tom Brady just kind of falls off a cliff at this age. But that's what the Jets would be banking on if they do acquire Aaron Rodgers, that he wants to stick it to Green Bay, stick it to critics like us who believe this is a quarterback past his prime. You know, he took his game to a different level when he drafted Jordan Love. And as much as he has said in the past, oh, you know, it's foolish to say that ticked me off to win an MVP. He basically said that on the Aubrey Marcus podcast. You know, when he wasn't talking about taking dumps in the dark, he basically said how motivated he was when they drafted his replacement. So if he gets traded and they officially move on to Jordan Love, he's going to have an edge to him. You can count on that. So I think that's what the Jets should be counting on.
Let's talk about compensation. My thoughts on compensation, Tyler Dunn, is they better not get anything less than they got for Devontae Adams, which was a first and a second. Better not be anything less than that. If they get anything less than that, I'm going to be livid. In my mind, it should probably be two ones and something in order to get this thing done. Then there's the other thing that goes along with this is, will he commit to playing more than 1 year with the New York Jets? You know, if he commits to playing 2 years with the New York Jets, then that obviously trades compensation. Then I've seen some people talking about, well, the Packers, maybe they'll offer to pay some of the salary in 23, which I don't think I've ever seen in the National Football League. And clearly I must have missed it. I see it all the time in baseball, paying somebody's salary in order to get him moved for that for the rest of the season or going forward. But I can't say I've ever seen a lot of that in the NFL.
You just hit on everything. I mean, it's not just player for picks. It's who's taking on the bulk of that salary. How much is Green Bay willing to eat? How much will the Jets or whoever eat? And then can you get him past this season? And we're just guessing here, but I think that it's all a matter of, you know, Green Bay is going to move him. I mean, they have moved on, and how they get there, it will depend on how much they're willing to concede. You know, I'm with you. I think you want to get as much as you can. I mean, hell, they should have traded him the last two off seasons and done a Russell Wilson size trade. Get you three first, right, and four first. God knows what you could have gotten. We talked about it many times over. I think at this point, though, they'll take what they can get. I don't think that there's, and this doesn't exactly help their leverage, right? I mean, that's why they're trying to be careful with their language and kind of let Aaron reach this decision on his own while still getting as much as they can for him. And why they kind of put out to a couple national outlets, they pushed back on our report, right? Like when Bob had that, it's, oh no, we want him back if he wants to be back. Well, they don't want to hurt their trade leverage, which I understand. However it goes down, even if it's just a second round pick, I think they'll do it. I don't think they say, oh, we're not going to do that. But I do think they want to try to clear. They've already been clearing cap room to kind of facilitate this trade. They've done it. But anything that they can get a team to take on, they obviously be all for.
Okay, but this is the other part of it too. So there was a report, who was it? Schefter, I think, Adam Schefter of ESPN, saying they didn't want to trade him within the conference. Have you heard anything similar to that? Because if so, that's completely idiotic. Who cares if he goes to the Commanders and beats Jordan Love a couple years in the playoffs? Who cares? If they give you more than what the Jets are willing to give you, then you make that deal instead.
I'm totally with you. That's kind of why I loved what Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, the new GM for the Vikings, did during the draft last year.
Yeah, with the Lions.
Right? Traded with Green Bay. Traded with Detroit.
Yep.
What are you afraid of? Like, make your team better. Like, I don't know why that should hinder you, stop you from getting the most that you can get. But most GMs, most teams are like this. They fear, you know, facing that quarterback in the playoffs down the road. But didn't Brett Favre teach us anything? Like, Brett Favre went to the Jets for a year and then went to the found a way to get to the Vikings, found a way to face Green Bay, which was his goal all along. So I do think, like, yeah, it's if a team in the NFC was willing to give you a heck of a lot more than the Jets, than the Raiders, you have to consider it if you're Green Bay. But I think at this point, right, if they've got an exit strategy, if the Jets are willing to kind of check certain boxes, they'll still move them. I don't think Green Bay is just going to wait around for the best possible deal here.
And I see, and that's all right. I totally disagree. Like, now we're talking about he's horrible. He's going to suck wherever he goes. So we'll just get whatever we can on the way out in hoping, cross your fingers, that Jordan Love is good. Because you don't really know. I mean, you see him in practice. You hope he's good. I've said I think they win eight games or so, somewhere in that area. And I think with Aaron Rodgers, they could compete for the NFC. I really do, because the NFC, Philadelphia's got a bunch of free agents they're going to have to deal with. They would be the number one team. San Francisco, you have no idea who's playing quarterback there and how much of a threat they really are at this point. So who are the other teams? McCarthy? I mean, that scares you in the playoffs? It doesn't scare me at this point with Dak Prescott. So that gives them the best chance. That's why if Rodgers is ring chasing, in my mind, Green Bay gives them the best chance to win a Super Bowl. It's definitely not the New York Jets.
That's what's interesting. I'm not so sure Aaron Rodgers right now is that much better than Jordan Love right now.
Right. But in the NFC, Tyler, he doesn't have to go through Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, Joe Burrow. He doesn't have to go through that in the playoffs. He's got to go through guys similar. In the playoffs in the NFC, he doesn't have these superstar rock star quarterbacks. He's not running that gauntlet in the AFC. There's no chance.
At some point, you got to move on. I mean, the proof was there. 8-9, 2-6 for 12 yards with an interception in the fourth quarter at home with the trip to the playoffs on the line. An unwillingness to really work with your young receivers. You know, I think that you've got enough talent there. and enough dogs on defense. You got some vets. It's not like the defense is just full of 22 and 23 year olds. You've got enough to compete with Jordan Love right now. They can win the division with Jordan Love. I just don't see an Aaron Rodgers led Packers team at 39 with what we saw last year being that much better than a Jordan Love quarterback team. This isn't a team that went 13-3 and was an overtime away from the Super Bowl like they were with Brett Favre last year. He didn't play well. He didn't throw for 300 yards in one game last year.
Yeah, but Tyler, the counter is, to be realistic, Watson was hurt. Dobbs was hurt. The offensive line was a rotating mess. Bakhtiari was playing like every other game because he couldn't stay on the field. I mean, there was a lot more going on than to say, well, Rodgers is totally to blame for what happened last year.
No, I'm not saying he's totally to blame. I mean, the defense gave up, what, 363 rushing yards against Philly? I mean, yeah, there was a lot going wrong. But there was also a three-game stretch. What was it? Giants, Jets, Commanders.
Right.
When you're throwing the ball more than double the amount of rushing attempts that A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones had, I don't think that's what Matt LaFleur wanted. I mean, what's the buy-in going to be in the offseason? What's the buy-in going to be during the season? I think Green Bay's just kind of throwing their hands up here. They'd never say this publicly, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're ready. I think they're just ready to move on. I think everybody's just kind of ready to go their separate ways. And let's see. We drafted Jordan Love in the first round for a reason. This is his fourth year. You got to make a decision on his fifth-year option already. Let's see what we have. It's time. He's got to play because if you do stick with Aaron Rodgers this season, he's going to ask for a trade. He's going to want out of there, as he should. So you're just going to throw away everything you've been developing for 3 years? That's the worst business decision right now.
I'd extend him. I'd keep Rodgers for one more year and say, look, dude, this is your last year. We're publicly going to say it's your last year. We're done after this year. We're going to give Jordan Love 2-year extension at about top 15 money at quarterback, whatever the case, to prove that he's our quarterback still. We're going to do it one more time, see what happens, and go from there. Now, again, if the compensation coming back is, say, only a second-round pick, what's it going to be next year? A third? Who cares? You're not going to get crap back for him now anyhow, it doesn't sound like. So if that's the case going forward, you might as well try and compete in the NFC. Again, that's my thought. But either way, it doesn't really matter. He is Tyler Dunn. Follow him on Twitter at Ty Dunn, founder of Go Long. Subscribe today at golongtd.com. And, of course, go out and get his book, The Blood and Guts, How Tight Ends Save Football. Tyler, as always, thank you very much. And as we talked about off the air, enjoy hearing you on CBS Sports Radio. You're on almost every show every week, and it is a beautiful thing. I appreciate you.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Sparky. Any day, anytime, when all this does settle, let's do it again because the kids here did a great job. Now you can hear them in the background. They held off just long enough.
Dude, man, kids got to have their fun too, man. No doubt. Take care, Tyler. Have a good one.
We'll see you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.